Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause
God is in
control, y'all.
Good Wednesday afternoon. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. Things are going to get better. It doesn't matter how it looks. And when we keep seeing these numbers go up in the coronavirus, we don't think that things seem, don't look like it's getting better. But I guarantee you, things are going to get better because God is still on the throne. And because God is on the throne, we know that the Bible says his arms is not short, that he can't save us. And we know without one shadow of a doubt that our God is able, and he's letting us know that things are going to get better. And guess what? It's going to get better for you. Because if you open up your heart and invite God into your circumstances, that's when miracles take place. When Jesus comes on the scene, miracles take place. Well, I want to greet you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. And don't forget, now at 12:30, I'll be back to minister the Word of God in our inspirational message. And I pray that what we say will be a blessing to you. Let me just say that if you are in need of prayer, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line at 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. We are here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. When this show is over, you can give us a call. I will personally pray for you and believe God for whatever you're going through. For the Bible says, if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, he said he would do it for them. And because we are coming together in agreement, we know that God is going to do it for you. So if you desire prayer and you need someone to pray for you, call us at 803-317-4457. Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio ministry is here for you, and believe God for your needs. If you're ever in the area of Orangeburg, South Carolina, I want to invite you to Deliverance Transformational Church, which is located at 1111 Russell Street. That's 1111 Russell Street. That's on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street. Sunday morning, 10:45 a.m. in the morning, we start at our prayer, intercessor prayer, from 10:45 until 11:30, and then we go right into our service. You are welcome to come. That's in Orangeburg, South Carolina, at 1111 Russell Street. That's on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street, downtown Orangeburg, South Carolina. Also, I want to remind you, on Thursday, this Thursday coming, we will be giving food out to the community. And we are excited of what God is doing. Thank God for the newspaper. Tom and Democrat have been talking about what's going on in Orangeburg on Thursday, and thank God for the interview that they did with yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. We're here and we believe in God for those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior to come to know him. For the Bible says in Luke chapter 10, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye that the Lord of the harvest, that he send forth laborers into the harvest. It is our desire, and even on this radio show, to spread the gospel of the kingdom around the world, that those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ will come to know him. That's why we're here, to spread the gospel, as Matthew chapter 28 tells us, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take this gospel around the world. Our end goal for being here is not just to take the gospel around the world, that people may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but to encourage those that are going through. If you're down and out and don't know who to turn to, this radio show, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, is here to show you that when all else fails, look to Jesus, because he is the one, and I want to say the only one, that can fix your problem and fix it well. Now, a lot of people can try to fix your problem, but it might not last long. But when God fixed the problem is fixed. For the Bible said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. When he does something, He do a good job. So whatever you're going through, my God is able to fix your problem. And also, don't forget now, you can always call in if this show has been a blessing to you and the messages and the music. Give us a call at 516-666-9901. I'd love to talk to you live on the radio and let people hear your testimony. The Bible said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. When you tell other people what God has done for you, it might encourage somebody else to start seeking after God and ask God to fix their problem the same way he fixed it for you. And when you tell your testimony, it causes others to be encouraged. So if you want to give your testimony, you can always call us live right here on the radio at 516-666-9901. In the coming months, we will be having a lot of guests coming on. We have a few from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania that's going to be coming on, and also some others that's going to be coming on in South Carolina. Get ready for these shows that we get ready to do.
Some days are weary. Some nights are lonely.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
And don't you think nothing less.
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's
the reason why.
Yes, you can. No. How many single women are here tonight? Let me tell you, hold on. Look at your neighbor, single women, and say, God will get rid of your bozo so he can send you your Boaz.
Lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice. Come on, somebody.
Our God is awesome. We serve our awesome God because our God is on our side. That's number one why we think that he's awesome, because he don't have to be on our side when we're going through. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us, but to be there always, even until the end of the world. God is awesome. And not only is he awesome, but he is a great God. We serve a great God. If you agree with that, please, somebody say amen. Glory to God, glory to God. Well, let's go into our inspirational message. You know, I want to focus on that word believe. Believe. The word believe means a confident attitude. So when I believe, that means I have a confident attitude. Placing one's trust in God's truth. When I believe, I'm placing my trust in God's truth. That means there are no margin for error. That means I don't have to question him when I place my trust in his truth. And I take God at his word. I don't just place my trust in God's truth, but I take God at what he said. Let me go to scripture. Numbers 23:19. The Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent, for have he said it, will he not do it. I place my trust in God's truth, and I take God at what he says. And God says, I don't lie. I'm not like man, that if I say something, I will do it. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God tells us that when we place our trust in his truth and we take him at his word, he's telling us that there's something else that we must do after we believe him, by having a confident attitude and knowing that he's going to do it. Now listen to this. A confident attitude in what God says means I believe in God's ability. Let me say it again. I believe in God's ability. When you have a confident attitude, you're saying that you believe in God's ability. You're not questioning God's ability. You're not hoping that something happened. You're not wishing that something might take place. You have a confident attitude in God's ability to do what you're asking him to do. It doesn't matter if it seems impossible or not, because with man, it seems impossible, but with God, all things are. When you have a confident attitude in placing one's trust in God's truth and taking God at his word, and when you believe in God's ability to do what you're asking him to do, remember these words. You're not feeling nervous or frightened. You're not feeling nervous or frightened, nor are you worrying, because you already know that in James chapter 1, verse 6, listen to what James chapter 1, verse 6 says, but he must ask in faith without any doubts. For the one who has doubts is like a wave of the sea blown back by the wind. If you are like that, unable to make up your mind and undecided in all you do, you must not think that you will receive anything from the Lord. So you got to have faith that when you pray, you ask in faith. Now, I told you what faith is. Faith is the title deed to the blessing. Let me say it again. Faith is the title deed to the blessing. Faith is the title deed to your blessing. When you go down to the courtroom, I don't care how many times your mama, your daddy, your cousin, your uncle, your son, your daughter, your friend told you when they was living that I'm going to leave such and such a thing to you. If it's not written down, and if you don't have the title deed to what they said, you can forget it. Because when you go to court, the first thing they're going to ask is, who has the title deed? The title deed is the legal right of the possession of that which has been documented and sealed as a binding contract. In the Word of God, it tells us in John chapter 1, verse 12, that says, to them that received him, to them he gave the power. See, if you get the title deed, that means you get power. To them that receive him, to them he gave the power. To what? To become the sons of God. Because I am a child of the living God, and God has given me the power, the right, the ability. I have rights and I have abilities as because I received him as my Lord and Savior. And now, because I became a child of the living God, I have rights. I am an heir and a joint heir with God. So faith is the title deed to the blessing. Faith is the title deed to the blessing. It is the legal right of documented and sealed as a binding contract. It is the legal right. What is your legal right that has been documented? What has been written down in the scripture? It has been written down as God has told Abraham, I will bless those who bless you and curse those that will curse you. And then he told Abraham, he said, all nations of the earth shall be blessed because of your obedience, because of one's obedience to God and obeying him. All nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because I am a child of the living God, I am blessed coming in, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28. I'm blessed coming in and blessed going out. The Bible says, I will cause your enemies that come against you one way to flee several ways before you. The Bible says that all these blessings shall come upon you because all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you have hearkened to the voice of the Lord your God. These are rights and benefits because I am an heir and a joint heir with God. And it has been documented in the Word of God that what God has, I can have, but the only way I can get it is I have to remember that faith is the title deed. Faith is that title deed to the blessing. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't see it, But I know because of God's ability that he is going to do what I ask him to do. I don't have to hope he's going to do it. I don't have to wish he's going to do it. I know that 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 I know. And listen to the scripture in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hear of us. And if we know that he hear of us, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. It's a done deal. The Bible says, thy word has been settled in the heaven. It is a done deal because faith is the title deed to the blessing. Whatever you need, God got it. He got everything you need. All you got to do is call upon him. And of course, in the scripture and Psalms 91 already told us, it said, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and I will bring you out. I will, if you just call upon me, I will hear you and I will deliver you. That's all God asked for you to do. Well, I hope that this word has been a encouragement to you. And I pray that what I've said has been a blessing. My desire is when the word of God comes forth from this station, that it would have a powerful effect that can change your life and your circumstances. But this is what you got to do. You must open your heart and invite God into your circumstances. Because when God enters the scene, miracles happen. The Bible said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God want to give you rest. All you need to do is allow God to work for you, opening up your heart and invite God into the circumstances. And when you invite him in, he will fix it for you. When all else fails, remember, look to Jesus because he is able. If you desire prayer, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line at 803-317-4457. Also, if you have a testimony and the message that we have said have been a blessing to you, give me a call at 516-666-9901.
All right. Come on, put your hands together. Let's go on and do it like we used to do it. Here we go.
Trust in Jesus, and he'll make a way. Come on, Jesus. laid his hand on me.
He then answered the prayer. He laid his hands on me. Well, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. Pastor Kenneth Morgan radio show right here on the Spoken Word radio station on Blog Talk Radio. I thank God for allowing us to be right back here. You know, it's a blessing to know that when you ask God something, he answers your prayer. And not only do he answer your prayer, but you know without one shadow of a doubt that God has done something for you. Now, let me just remind you, if you need prayer, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line when this show is over at 803-317-4457. Also, if this radio show have been a blessing to you and the messages, call us right here live so we can get that testimony on the air. The telephone number is 516-666-9901. 516-666-9901. We here would love to hear that testimony and get it right on the air so other people can hear it. And you know what the Bible says in the book of Revelation? The Bible said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Your testimony can be a blessing to somebody. Sometimes people don't want to share what God have done for them. You know, somebody's going through. Somebody is feeling down. Somebody feel like giving up. And when you tell them, I remember the time when I felt like giving up. God came through when I thought he wasn't going to come through. When I thought that he had failed me, I realized that God never fails. That is a testimony for others to hear, to be encouraged. So don't forget now, you can call us here at the radio station at 516-666-9901.
Yeah. you did it, made a way, standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in, and everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. But your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here,
you move mountains, you cause walls to fall.
you move mountains. You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. Hey, you cause walls to fall. And you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains, hey, to break. Hey, you cause, hey, now I'm not sure. Hey, and giants fall. Hey, giants fall. Giants fall. Giants fall. Could you move mountains?
Thank you. together.
Yes, things are going to get better. You know why it's going to get better? Because God is in control. And let me tell you something. When God is in control, you can know without one shadow of a doubt that our God will fix the problem. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for our God to do. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you something. When you let God fix it, He will do it for you. And I want to encourage you today that our God is able to do all things. And guess what? God never fails. You know why God don't fail? It's because God will always come through. Well, I see somebody calling into our station. Let's see what they're saying here. Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm blessed. How are you? How can I help you?
I'm blessed, 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 too. I was just I just was listening to you because you were projecting something outwardly, and I was listening. And inside of who I am, where God's doing an amazing, wonderful work on the inside of who I am.
Yes.
And when I started listening to you, I was getting excited about what's going on the inside of me. And when I opened my mouth, I wanted to tell people about what's going on. That's all.
Well, you know, the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So many people going through, and sometimes, you know, when they hear your testimony, what you're saying, that encourages them to even get more hungry and thirsty for God. And that's what I believe. The Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. So that's what it sounds like you are hungry and thirsty for.
He said, when you drink of me, you'll thirst no more. And when you eat of me, you'll hunger no more. So I'm satisfied because he filled me up with himself. And since he gave me himself, I have the mind of Christ, which is meant for people outside of myself, because he's inside of me, drawing these people into a relationship with himself who lives on the inside of me, and then I get to learn how to be obedient instead of being a knucklehead.
Yes, sir. Well, you got it right there. Well, I appreciate it. What is your name, if you mind me asking?
My name's Craig. Craig. I live in California.
Craig, thank you for calling in, and I appreciate that, all right?
You're welcome. Thank you for taking my call.
You have a blessed day.
I'm still alive, declaring that I made it.
so glad I made it. I made it through. I made it. My mind, I could have lost my mind.
I made it through.
But I made it through.
I made it through.
I wish I had a window.
Oh,
is there anybody in here that's been through anything?
So
that you almost threw in the towel. But when you look back over your life, you realize I made.
Is there anybody in here that knows that you made it? I made it. I made it. I made it. So glad I made it.
So glad I made it.
The devil is a liar.
So glad I made it.
I said the devil is a liar.
I made it.
I made it.
Praise God. I thank God for every one of you that have been tuning into Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I want to thank God for Craig calling from California and his testimony. You know, the Bible says again that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And matter of fact, I'd like to dedicate that to you, my dear friend, that just called from California. You know, this is our testimony. When you know, without one shadow of a doubt, it was God that was the one that bore you over. And you know, I like that song. Say, without the Lord, I don't know where would we be. And Brother Craig, I tell you what, God has allowed us to make it through. You know why? Because he is in control, because we have allowed God to be in control of us. And I want to thank God again for every one of you that have been tuning in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I pray that you pray for this radio show, that we reach people that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they will come to know Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. May God bless you. And remember, if you want something you never had, you have to do something you've never done.
I made it.
many cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. Got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamities, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for me. Oh, yeah. I said it's working for my good. Sometimes I don't understand it. It's working for my good. So, yeah.
Feel that.